go ahead. This afternoon's conference call is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the DESA call on the 31st of May 2012. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connor, Cheryl Langbonneau, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Andre Thompson, Rossella Mattioli, Julie Hammer, Wim de Gazelle, Warren Kumari, Takayasu Matsuo, Jacques Latour, Scott Argyle, Katrina Sataki, and Jörg Schweiger. From staff, we have Bart Boswinkle, Julie Headland, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. And we have apologies from Arturo Servin, Don Blumenthal, Jim Galvin, and George Sarasaki. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Natalie and Tim, as always, doing the complicated stuff. Natalie, remind me to share with you a brainstorm I had about hooking up the conference after the call. I had a great idea.
Okay, perfect.
Welcome, everybody. We are underway on this, the 31st of May call of the DSSA. First up is a quick look at the agenda, and anybody who wants to update their statement of interest, the agenda is really simple again. It's just we're going to work through the report draft, and I think we might be at the substantive agreement about the report phase. I may check with us at the end and see what people think, but we might be able to put this out on the list this week and see if we've got consensus on it, which would be darn nifty. Anything that people would like to add to the agenda or let us know about a statement of interest change before we start?
Mikey, Julie Hammer here. There's just something that I'd like to raise briefly in any other business, if I may.
Okay.
Just to do with referencing something in the report.
Righto. Okay. If we get to like 5 minutes before the hour and I've lost track of time, feel free to barge in.
Thank you.
Let me know. Okay, on we go. I'm going to do this in two waves because we've got stuff that got driven into the report that I published on Sunday that I want to get resolved. And then Julie has pushed along a version of the report that is completely nifty, and I want to review those changes with you. And if I expect them to be accepted by acclamation, but we should run through those real quick, and then, presuming that everything's good with that, we'll slam that together. And I may be a day late publishing this version because I'm going to get off of this call and go play rock and roll music for 4 days straight, and I may not be in any condition to write anything until Monday.
Certainly nothing that would make any sense to most
people. Yeah, except, you know, ooh-bop-a-loop-bop-a-boom-bang.
Ba-bop-a-boom.
Yeah, right. That's about all I'm going to be good for. So look for the new version maybe Monday instead of Sunday. So diving right in, on my screen this is looking just barely readable. I'm hoping that you can read it. I just want to step through a couple of things that I left open for comment. Jörg suggested that we add the word permanent to this better understanding of the security and stability of the DNS, and I hesitated about that for a couple of reasons. One is the paragraph is right out of our charter, and I'm very cautious about changing the language in the charter. And the other is that it's the beginning of a decision that I'm not sure is really ours to make. And so I wanted to check. Jörg, are you on the call? Do you feel strongly about this, or would you be okay if I didn't put this one in? I'll give him a minute to come off.
So I'm off muted now. Okay, I'm not feeling extremely strong about it, but I think that something in the guts of Rod changed, and according to that, this working group has been set up. So if something had changed out there, this might happen again. And what I think what we should be able to deliver, or what a really substantial result of such a working group would be, that at any given time we are able to not only understand, but to give a state of the health, so to say, of the DNS. And if we would want to do so, what we should deliver is something that is applicable not only once and but many times. And we and I think this operation should be performed once in a while, so that we are able to use our methods whenever we want them to analyze what the current state at the time, but the point in time given actually is. And I understand what you're saying, Mikey, because this might be an amendment to the charter, but nevertheless, I think it might be useful.
I get that. Well, I think that we can and in fact do make that case deeper in the report when we talk about sort of the rest, the go deep phase, where we focus on sort of reusable methods that can be this whole focus on shortening the time cycle. So let's drop it here and take a look when we get to that part of the report and see whether we need to beef up the ongoing stuff in there. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivier. For the transcript, I totally agree that I think it's too late now to change the charter itself, and certainly inserting the word permanent in there would not make this come from the DSSA charter anymore. However, I do believe that we need to have a strong word and certainly convey the thought that one of our strong recommendations is to have this as an ongoing effort. It's great to understand it once. It's even better to continue understanding where it's going. Thank you.
Got it. Okay. Let me add those to the notes and see if either on the call we can beef that up a little bit, or if not, I'll certainly write it down now so that it survives the complete memory erasure that's going to happen for me over the next 4 days. Let's see. So I think everybody's kind of in agreement. Let's not tinker with the charter, but at the same time, let's drive this idea, make sure that this idea is in the recommendations. I think that's a fair summary. Okay. Let me roll down a little further. Warren suggested a change to the language. Come on, little screen. Why isn't the... That's interesting. I don't see my screen updating. Too many monitors. Yeah, Jacques, you're right. that's the first time this has happened. I don't understand. Can everybody else see the change in my screen so that I've rolled down and I'm now looking at Warren's comments about the mission and its bylaws? Or are you still looking? You're seeing that?
Yes.
Okay, well, then I think it's just an artifact.
You have a latency problem, and you haven't even gone off yet.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just not worry about that. Let me just see what happens. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to presume that you can see what I usually do is I preview this on the screen so that I'm making sure that what you're seeing is what I'm talking about, but that seems to be broken today. So anyway, Warren was talking a little bit about the awkwardness of our charter, and again, for the same reason, i.e., a hesitancy to tinker with the charter, I'm not going to change it. I do acknowledge that it probably should have said its mission as stated in its bylaws, but I sort of treat the charter as this scary document that I don't want to touch, because officially what we're supposed to do is go back to all five ACs and SOs and get approvals for that. So I'm mostly just noting that. I'm not even going to ask your permission on that one. And it's not substantive, just sort of a cleaning up change. Here's the next interesting one. So Jurg suggested that we add the SSRRT and the DNRMF to our list of players in this ecology. And I don't have a strong view on this except to note that everything else on this list are, you know, all these things are actual permanent organizations of one sort or another. And the SSRT and DNRMF are not. And so I am perfectly cheerful about going either way on this. Any strong views one way or the other? Cheryl,
Mike,
go ahead.
Julie here. I think they could be represented at this point in time because the DSSA isn't a permanent entity either.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Perfect. Okay, that makes sense. Cheryl, go ahead.
Yeah, with respect to what Julie says, yeah, I see that and I agree, but I think the easiest way would be to, because we actually have SSRT and NRMF, it's hard to say that at this end of my day, I can tell you, on a third column in the report, we could list those as influences as opposed to...
As what?
Actual references.
Influences. What's an influence?
Influencers. Yeah, I'm big on influencers at the moment. Sort of a buzzword in my world.
Wow, I've never... Can you type that word into the chat? I'm going to have to go look that up in my dictionary.
Remember, I speak Australian, so it may not actually be an English word, but I'll try.
Okay. Influencers. That's a new one. Anybody else want to weigh in on this one? Influencer. Ah, influencers. She's stalking.
Oh, thank you, Andre. You're much faster than I am on the typing. Well done, dear. Absolutely correct.
Stalking Stroin, here we are. Okay.
Yeah, Stroin.
Stroin, got it. Right. Okay. Got it. Okay, I think I'll leave it in. I think it's fine. I'm going on here. Just a quick check. Warren had trouble reading some of the words in this graphic. And since I didn't, I wanted to check if that was just an artifact of the combination of computer and software that Warren's using, or... oh, my God, Warren is busy in the chat.
Bring orangutans. Okay. And I have to respect Terry Pratchett. One of my favorite authors, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just checking. Go on once, go on twice.
Surely. I mean, I'm reading all of this on, like, what is it, like a 9-inch netbook. And sure, I would have to do a control plus to look at the text under what I'm thinking of as a cloud in terms of the scope cloud. But so what? I get the drift, and if I want to drill down, I can?
No, I think the issue that Warren ran into...
For me, it was actually...
Go ahead, Warren.
Actually, it looked as though it was a massive font or something in the file, and I was just getting random gibberish.
Gibberish? I'm not getting gibberish.
And Word on a Mac.
Yeah.
It's not happening in this view, so it's all good.
Okay. It might be a fruit-based issue.
Well, except this file was built on fruit-based computing. You know, so I'm not buying the fruit-based problem. Okay, I'm going to pass on that. Let's see. There's a little blah, blah, blah. It's a minor change. No big deal. Jurg raised a really important point, and so I did make a substantive change here. You'll see it first in this graphic, where the last three of our topic lists used to read, blah, 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 brings down the root, period. It now says brings down the root or a major TLD, and I took that as a friendly amendment, but I wanted to highlight that for you. And it caused a lot of graphics to have to get rebuilt. But I think that's an important thing. And I just note that it's missing here. So I'll put it in. I wonder if it's missing all the way through. Oh, gracious.
Yep.
Anybody... got a problem with this? Because I'm assuming you don't. I'm going to put them in while I...
Hi, it's Jacques here.
Yeah, Jacques, go ahead.
The copy I have in Word here is like random fonts and stuff.
Random fonts? That's cool. Is it the graphics or is it all of the text?
The graphic.
Hmm. That's too bad.
That's the one I downloaded from the Confluence or whatever. So when you paste the image in the Word, you should paste as a GIF file or something.
Yeah, I pasted them in as PDFs. That's part of the reason why I'm dismayed about the font problem.
Yeah, if you paste as a GIF file, it won't do this.
The problem with GIF files in Word is that they then become very blurry.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're hard to read, but random fonts are blurry. There's a choice.
Do it as PNG in Word. It seems to be happier rendering PNGs instead of GIFs because it's...
Yeah.
Oh, I'll try that. I'll see what the PNGs do because GIFs are nasty. I don't like them a lot. Oh, Minnesotan, you're hurting me now.
Oh, Warren.
You're hurting me. You know, I could do the rest of this call in Minnesotan. It would drive you crazy, you know. Cheryl could go wild and strang, and okay, so...
And, of course, this comment provided by someone with no accent at all, so it's all cool.
Yeah, we're not going there. I've been trying to figure out where that accent's from. South Africa? Is that where you grew up?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah. I love accents. Okay, on to another substantive deal. This is one that Jurg again suggested, and that is... these topics outline the shape of the analysis that can be viewed as the preliminary topic list that the DSSA will use to guide its work as it goes deep. And then the big deal is into at least one topic during the next phase of the work. And I kind of like it because it gives me a way to bail out if it turns out that we get stuck again. But I wanted to bring this to your attention in case anybody said, no, 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 we have to do all five before we're done. And see if anybody feels really strongly about that. Because I'm okay putting this in, but it gives us some scope wiggle room that some people may not approve of. So any thoughts on that, one way or the other?
I like wiggle room, Cheryl, for the transcript record.
Okay. Because, you know, it does give us a way out of a death march that lasts the rest of our lives.
It's a delimiter without being restrictive.
Right. Okay. Going once, going twice. All right. Roll on to. Oh, Mark, you're on the call. Help me out again and remind me of Vixie's email address, because it went into the chat and I didn't copy and paste it.
Sure, it's paul@vix.com.
God, what a tough.
Vix.com.
I am so jealous. On the other hand, I'm foo@bar.com. The only problem is that I get a lot of spam on that address.
You are indeed.
But paul@vix.com, that's a pretty excellent email address.
Yes, it is.
Okay, onward we go. Let's see. Oh, I renumbered. I moved the recommendations into numeric sequence. Very proud of that. Oh, I took out a defensive bit. This is the defensive bit that I took out. Whining about the way the methods were selected and constrained by budget and blah, blah, blah. I was with Jorg on that. Too defensive. I think we did fine.
It was one of those get over it moments.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay, let's see. And we have a very tiny little type going by. I can't remember if there are any more. Oh, I'm sorry to bother your screens with all this.
No,
there was another defensive one. Where we were talking about the work product that we prefer to spend less time on, blah, blah, blah. It's like, nah, get over that.
Yep.
So,
wise move.
Got out. We got over that. I think that's it. Okay. So that's it on the draft that I pushed out on Sunday. And now let me switch to the draft that Julie sent. Me, I think, only. Right, Julie? You just sent it to me and not the list?
That's right. Yeah, Mikey.
Okay. So I like these changes a lot, but I just want to highlight some of them for you. The formatting ones I won't spend any time on. But Julie pushed some stuff. She dramatically reworked the analysis section and pulled some stuff up into it that I think makes the report read a lot more smoothly. And so she did a major rewording of the introduction because so let me get rid of, let me just show you the view of the final without the, so that you
Yeah, without the markups.
Yeah, it's easier to read there. Whoop.
Mm-hmm.
Help me. What happened? My goodness, computer, you didn't need to change my place so dramatically. Hold on. Sorry to roll your eyeballs here.
We're getting used to it, Mikey.
Let me see if I can get up to 250. Dang, nabbit. There.
Yay.
Okay, so I think we just need to read this. Make sure that it reads well. I think it does.
What I was doing, just to summarize for everyone, was pulling the discussion of the approach and the methodology that was embedded in the findings back up in and integrating it with this area so that it was more about the approach.
Right. And what I was doing is treating the methodology as a deliverable, and that's why I put it in the findings.
Yes.
But I don't think that that's a big deal, and it certainly fits better up here. I think the report reads better, and we'll just let people know that, by the way, and Julie captures that, I think, with this phrase, this intermediate work product. So I think
and the use in future development, et cetera, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think this is fine. And then what happens from here is that a lot of things that were in the findings section just pull up into this area. So I think that's – now I'm going to go back to the
– the other section that I pulled up into that was also that where you are now, Mikey, on the approach to confidential information.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I was treating that as a deliverable rather than as an intermediate, but I think it makes a lot more sense. So that people who are interested in process stuff, you know, well, how did you do this work, have one place to read instead of two. So I think that's a good change. Now, the other thing was that some of the... Oh, I know. The other thing that Julie did was
the tables that we worked up together, Mikey, had been included both in the text and in the appendix. That was with the tables that had been extracted from the Excel spreadsheet.
Right.
And my suggestion was that that probably only needs to appear in one place, and that's probably in the appendix to keep the flow of the report a bit smoother. But you know, if everybody feels that they're better in the report as well as in the appendix, then, you know, it's not something that, you know, I would worry arguing about.
Yeah, I think the one... Let me go back and see. Sorry, folks. The trick that happens is that when we take those pictures out, this is... Yet, this is essentially the findings.
It's not full enough.
And I think
I don't think it's fleshed out enough without the imaging.
Yeah, I think we need to leave those in.
Okay, fair
because, enough. You know, that's the substance of the report, basically. That's the finding. Un- like the methods to arrive at it. I think those graphics need to stay.
Okay,
and,
fair enough.
And the advantage to them over my first try is that they're much more dense. They only add about 3 pages to the report, as opposed to writing them all out the way they are in the appendix, which adds about 10 or 15. So I think that thing we might want to reconsider.
Yep, not that.
Oh, Yurik's got his hand up. Go ahead, Yurik. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to one of the 90 screens I now have in front of me.
No worries. No worries at all. So, Yurik, for the transcript. I do have to go back a little bit to the point you've been tackling before. And now, as we do agree that picking the methodology and customizing the methodology is kind of a major deliverable that we have been delivering or that we are going to provide, I was about to ask if or not in the paragraph 5.21 you changed the wording in the observations, because the wording that you picked there in the first draft, to my point of view, had been very, very defensive. So the wording was, we picked the method extremely ad hoc, and the team was under time pressure and so forth. And everything sounded so defensive, as we are not sticking to our results, and I think we should.
Yeah, I think I took that one out.
I thought that went.
Yeah, I think that went. Let's go back. One of the tricks to this document is that I just realized that the numbering changed pretty dramatically. So here's the 5.2.1. And
it does look different.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
Just blame Mikey. It's not a problem.
just Mikey. No, the numbering system that Word uses makes me crazy. So the numbering in Julie's document, I went back. I'm back at the other draft right now. Jörg, this is the section that you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just a little bit above 5.2.2. So
yeah, and I
just
took
roll
that
up a bit.
Yeah, no, it's. Oh, this one. Ah, you mean this one? No, that one's not it.
It was the very first paragraph under observations in paragraph 5.2.1.
Yeah, and that's gone.
Okay, brilliant.
That's this deletion here. There's the paragraph that I took out, and I agree.
Right.
I think that is a bit on the defensive side. Now let's circle back. I'm starting to have second thoughts about Julie's change. Let's have another conversation about the fact that I agree that the methodology, and I think the work we did on confidential information are in fact deliverables that we want to highlight as such. And so as I hadn't thought this through, but I'm starting to come back around to the notion that I had originally, which is that if somebody says, well, what are your findings? I would say, well, we've got a bunch of risk scenarios, and we've got a methodology, and we've got an approach to handling confidential information. And all of those are, in fact, findings. Rather than pulling them up into approach, because of what Jörg was saying earlier about permanency, part of what we are delivering is a bunch of risk scenarios, which is what we were asked to deliver. But we are also delivering the basis for an ongoing process to keep that assessment up to date. That whole permanent discussion that we had earlier in the call. And I'm starting to drift back towards leaving all that stuff down in the findings. Julie, do you have a real strong
No, that's fine, Mark, if you think that's important to highlight that it is
a finding and deliverable. I think in a way that may be the more important deliverable in the long run than the risk scenarios themselves. That when we look back in 10 years at the DSSA and say, well, what did they do? I think that there are really three things that they did. They came up with those scenarios, but they also came up with the first round of the ongoing process that 10 years later is still being done by the community. And that may, in fact, be the more enduring legacy of the work.
Yep.
So I'm kind of teetering back that way, if that's okay with you, Julie, and everybody else.
Yep. Somebody.
Okay. I think then with that, I believe we are done taking a look at this document. So at this stage, it's 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Let's step back from the very detailed stuff that we've been doing and have a conversation about the document as a whole. This might be a good time to circle back to Yurik's point about permanence. One of the sections that I deleted, let me go back to a prior version of the report. Because maybe I got a little carried away. Let me go back to like here. See if there's a section that I put at the end talking about the future of the DSSA. Let's see here. I hope I went far enough back. Nope, I didn't. Sorry. Your eyeballs are going to have to just put up with this for a minute. You all know what I'm talking about. It's the future-looking part. Oh my goodness, I went a little too far back in time. There. Now I can. No, I can't. Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Should I make my usual mumble references at this point?
Yeah, this is a good time for that.
It's a weekly thing, and I don't feel fulfilled unless I do so.
Yeah. No, it's
thank
just,
you.
Mikey didn't think about this until until and as you can see, I have a lot of files in my ICANN folder. There it is. Maybe I'll go all the way back to V5. Let's see if that one's got it. Now, this has got all that text. Gracious, we've certainly done a lot. Ah, uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This report's a lot better than V5. Okay, here we go. Here's this whole section. This is this section that I took out called Ongoing Stuff. And maybe what we should do is put this back in. Not sure if this is the right. This is a little too detailed. I think there's one. Okay, so that's not really. That's too detailed. That's very prescriptive. I'm not going to go there. But I think that one of the things that we'll do in the comments on this one is I'll build up a paragraph and find a, you know, maybe it's down there, maybe it's higher in the findings. Actually, I think it is, because I think that we do want to include this in the findings that this thing that we did once should continue. Now, I think that it's safe to say that the board committee, Bill Graham's committee, will conclude the same thing, but I think it's important for us to...
We need to tie it up, that's right.
Yeah, we need to get that out there so that they can point to it, as did the SSRRT.
Yep.
So I'll build a little paragraph and stick that in somewhere and highlight it for you in the next draft. Other than that, if we stepped back from this report and held it out at arm's length and thought about it, is there anything else that needs to change before we publish it? This is essentially the first consensus call, presuming that I've got a good job of the of this new paragraph in there. With the exception of that, is there essentially at this stage, could we say we're at consensus and we could push it out to the list and say this is our first round consensus, we'll visit it again on the next call for final consensus? Are we there yet? Because if we are, then I think we all get to yell, yay, attaboy.
Yay, and yup.
Jurg, go ahead.
Yeah, just one remark. I think it's perfectly fine with me concerning the report itself. I think a little bit of work has to be applied to dependencies.
Yeah, you're very
kind. I don't know whether or not you're aware of the fact that I've been walking my way through the appendices as well and sent you some remarks. I don't know whether or not you've been able to take a look at to them.
Yeah, I looked at them and couldn't agree more. The appendix stuff is still very rough.
Okay.
And does need work. And what I'd like to do is get to consensus on the report. Since that's going to be the focus of all the, you know, I've got to whip up the one pager and the slide deck for the updates and all that stuff. And if I can solidify the report, the appendices can tag along a bit later. There's whole sections of the appendix that haven't even been done yet, like the background material and on and on. There's a lot of work that's got to get done on the appendix. So, and I did see your comments. I think they're good. Now, the trick to some of the comments you made, you're just off to the side, is that the text in there that we had in the example scenarios came right out of people's scenario. So, you know, I'm not the author of those. And so for those of you who wrote scenarios, you as individual authors need to take a look at your comments to what you wrote and see if you agree. And if you and Jurg agree, then I'm fine. But I didn't want to make those changes without the author's involvement. So I did see that, Jurg. And for the rest of you who have paragraphs that you wrote in your risk scenarios, you just need to go take a look at your stuff and see if you're comfortable with what he's saying.
Fine with me. Thanks.
Okay, going once, going twice on consensus on the report. We're starting to get a little trickle of consensus. I know what we could do. We could use our little green check marks in the Adobe chat room. It's always neat to see a whole bunch of those check marks showing up. It's like the hum moment in an IETF meeting and sort of that affirmation of, yeah, we did it. So the way you do that is the same way you raise your hand, except you click the little down arrow next to that button up there on top, and you get a green check mark. And look at those green check marks.
Ooh,
that's great. That's great. Cheryl's raised her hand.
No, I was actually trying to take my check mark away before you called for the check marks to go up, and now it's a latency issue.
Okay. Really? So I'm seeing this stuff way later than you. That's, oh well, poor old internet connection, I guess.
I am in the Antipodes, of course, remember.
Yeah, and your country has way better internet connectivity than mine, just in general.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Not where I live.
Yeah, that's true. You do kind of live out in the middle of nowhere like me. Okay, well, that's lovely. I'm really pleased that we brought this one in. And we'll... Oh, maybe before we get off this, Julie, did you have...
She had some AOB.
Yeah, she had an AOB. Does it bear on the report? Do we need to drive something into the report?
In a way, what I wanted to ask you, Mikey, and the group as a whole, you would have seen that Patrick Jones has put out for community comment a draft statement on SSR role and remit. Has everyone seen that? That's been posted for comment?
I certainly have, and have an action item in my constituency to write some comments about it.
Well, I have the same action item for ALAC, and I've actually drafted some comments to trigger ALAC input. And I've shared that a few hours ago with Olivia. And what I've said in my comments is, in relation to Patrick Jones's specific request for, he says it would be helpful to receive community feedback on ICANN's SSR relationships and a few more words there. What I felt was is that the work that this group has done in putting together the whole risk assessment framework, where your pie chart diagram, Mikey, that talks about risk assessment, risk planning, standards, tools and techniques, the audit and compliance, that defines a whole lot of functional areas in the security management space, and that, you know, we talked about it being a useful approach to think about where the various groups within ICANN sit in that space. And what I want to say in the comments that we're putting together to feed back into that report is that the DSSA is doing some very useful work in that area, and that they've defined this security management framework, and that while the graphical representation is not yet finalised, that we recommend that this might be looked to as a way of representing that data and providing further detail on that issue. So what I didn't want to go ahead and make those sorts of references to the work of the DSSA without having the agreement of the group, but I do think that there's some very valuable work that's been done here that could feed into that document.
Thoughts from others on that?
Well, Cheryl here, I typed an excellent Julie into the chat, but my actual response is hell yes.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with that. I think one of the cautionary notes is that this framework is really in the charter of the DNRMF. And so I think it's fine to refer to it, but I think the one caveat that I would add is that close to referring to this document and these results, that you also note that the board has a committee that's working on that exact topic as well. And that we are just a little bit ahead of them in terms of time.
Yeah.
You know, I need to tiptoe, you know, this really wasn't our charter. We just had to do it in order to get our work done.
Yeah.
So that's the only cautionary note that I would put. But other than that, I'm fine. Of course, you know, the more that this...
All right. Well, I'm happy to just run the words that I had drafted by you to make sure that you're comfortable with them on behalf of the group, if that would, if you'd like me to.
Either way is fine. You know, the group is now at consensus on this report, or at least tentatively there, and so don't view me as a gatekeeper on that, because this is now done and out. I mean, it's not officially published yet, but effectively it is. And the only cautionary note is just, it's probably a good idea to acknowledge that, you know, while we did all this cool stuff, it wasn't really our brief, and that the real brief for that lives with the board committee.
Which didn't exist when we were chartered, I just remind you of?
Yeah. And
talk about horses trying to follow carts.
Right. And they're only just barely getting underway. So
indeed.
So
it was this group that came up with the pie chart, not the board group, was it not?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, look, Mikey, I'll just send it to you. It's only a two-pager. Just to make sure that you're comfortable with the wording. Olivia has had a look at it. Oh, sorry, Olivia wants to speak.
Go ahead, Olivia.
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivia for the transcript. I just wanted to add the aim of the ALI statement is, most of the other times, trying to break down those silos that appear to always happen in ICANN, where the wheel gets reinvented when you go from room to room. If we can make sure this doesn't happen, then that's already a winner.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day, anyone?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one of the advantages of being this kind of cross-constituency, cross-ACSO thing. I'm battling another issue in the GNSO that's pretty similar and would really be a good cross-constituency thing, but, boy, getting those things started is tough. So I'm all for using this as broadly as we can. I think it's a great thought. Okay, anything else? We're coming right up on the top of the hour. I love all those green check marks.
All good from me.
So there, we're kind of at the end of a big piece of work. I'll put the word out on the list that a release candidate is coming, and try to get that release candidate out soon, but not probably before Monday, because when I hang up this phone, I'm going to go get crazy for 4 days.
Honey, you won't be able to get it out before Wednesday, so why try?
Oh, I'll try. I'll try. But I am going into Minnesota accent, you know.
A 4 day rock and roll event, and you think you're going to get stuff out 2 days later. Come on.
Nah, I'm going to get it out Sunday night. You watch. Now you've made me mad. Okay, folks. Terrific. Thanks all for the help. We'll see you in a week. Natalie, I think we can wrap this one up, and thank you for your help. And then why don't you stay on the bridge for just a second? And, Tim, if you could stay on the bridge, too, for just a second. I've got an idea that I want to try out on you.
Thanks, Mikey. Bye.
Bye-bye. See you, gang.
Thanks, Mikey. Enjoy our real deserved break.
Oh, thank you. Natalie and Tim,
yep.
Here's the thought. You know,